Among the latest Democrats to officially announce a presidential bid is South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
The forces changing our country today are tectonic. Forces that help to explain what made this current presidency even possible. That's why this time it's not just about winning an election. It's about winning an era.
Buttigieg, who is openly gay, has risen from obscurity to being a contender in recent polls in the early contest states of Iowa and New Hampshire. Buttigieg has also had success in raising money, as has California Senator Kamala Harris. And like many of the Democratic contenders, Harris focuses much of her attention on President Trump.
That we cannot afford to have a president of the United States who stokes the hate and the division. We can't.
Also among those working to gain visibility in the crowded Democratic field are New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, California Congressman Eric Swalwell, and Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan.
And I'm running for president to first and foremost try to bring this country back together.
Democratic voters have lots of choices, but are most eager to find someone who can beat Trump, says pollster John Zogby.
Who do they do it with? Do they do it with a progressive candidate or a mainstream candidate? That's one question. Do they do it with an older traditional candidate or a young face?
But a large field lacking a clear frontrunner is a recipe for a long and potentially nasty campaign, says Jim Kessler.
I think it'll be one of the most negative campaigns we've ever seen in a Democratic primary, because you've got 15, 16 candidates out there that feel like unless two or three of them are really dragged down, I have absolutely no chance.
Some of the Democratic contenders are less focused on Trump and more interested in bringing lasting change to the country, says Elaine Kamar.
I think Democrats are going to run on inequality and economic growth, and that's what they should be running on, because those are the issues really facing the country that have not been adjusted or not been dealt with.
A clear front runner could be former Vice President Joe Biden. He has yet to announce, but is expected to join the Democratic field in the coming weeks. Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders currently lead in the polls, and Sanders led all the Democratic contenders in fundraising for the first quarter of this year. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.